The belief that God's Spirit dwells in human beings pervades the sacred texts of all great faiths. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with an instant inspiration. The belief that God's Spirit dwells in the human being pervades the sacred texts of all great faiths. This is not something unique or alone for the Christian faith, or the Hindus, or whatever faith there may be across the face of the earth. All believe that the Spirit, that which is God, is in mankind. Now, sometimes it's kind of hard to come to that conclusion, because we are taught that God is outside of ourselves. We are taught that there is a power in this universe greater than we are, and we can use it as though this power were outside of us and not inside of us. And these are beautiful statements. These are beautiful thoughts. These are beautiful convictions to come to. But we come to even a greater conviction that we are God. And when we come to that conviction, then we really are doing something fantastic. For until that time, we are looking outside of ourselves for anything to happen. We are looking outside of ourselves for the divinity. We're looking outside of ourselves for humanity. We're looking outside of ourselves for everything that exists. And of course, that's unfortunate, because that's not where it is. At least Jesus taught us that the kingdom of heaven is within, and that's where we're supposed to find the king. Now, if we look outside of ourselves, we will find humanity's attitude about itself. We will find the limitation that we have created. Now, there is an infinite cause that is so great and so wonderful and so pure and so beautiful that it sort of dwarfs our puny attitude about things. We think transportation, cars, planes, ships, boats, trains, bicycles. We think of transportation as a means of getting from one place to another. And even in Jonathan Livingston Seagull, he cites this: perfect speed is being there. It's not a matter of going from one place to another. It's not a matter of going from one step to another and accomplishing something. It's being there. It's being whatever it is we think about. There is no time for it to develop, no time for it to unfold and reveal itself. It just is there. Now, this is pretty exciting. And it's pretty exciting to realize that all the great religions, all the great philosophies have alluded to this. Not all of them have taken advantage of knowing that that is the truth for them, but at least they've gotten the general idea. Now, you and I, we think, oh boy, are we smart? Are we sharp? Are we on top of it? We got the message. We know we're God. All right. Since you know you're God, and since you know that you're the creator of your world, and since you know that everything that happens in your world is done by your thought, what happened in your world today? Did you say, I am independently wealthy and have money to do anything you want to do with? Did you say, my body is a temple of the living spirit, every organ, action, function of my body is absolutely perfect right now, and have no aches or pains? Did you say, you are the creator of your world, and you create everyone who you see in your world? Now, are you creating some people with poverty? Are you creating some people with illness? Are you creating some people with unhappiness in their world? Well, that's not a very smooth creator. You say, well, that's how God created us. Yeah, but we're God. That's true. That's how we create us. But what is the archetypal concept of this? What is the absolute idea of who we are? Are we limitation or are we unlimited? Well, absolute concept would have us realize that there is no limit. The limit only is to the extent of our thinking. And if our thinking is limiting us, well, then that's what we have. How do we shift from experiences of limitation to the unlimited? How do we shift and experience all of the abundance of the universe that we are, and all the health and all the right action, all the peace, harmony, and goodness, so that there are no more wars, there is no more poverty, there is, ach, come on now, come on now, come on now. But I'm not saying there are no more wars, there is no more poverty. By the very fact that I give it power with my voice and my word, by calling it out to say that it will not be there anymore, I am making it to be there. When we want to enjoy a happy expression, we put on a happy face. We don't put on a sad face so someone can help us get rid of the sad face. We put on a happy face. So if you want to have a healthy body, you say, my body is healthy, full of power and joy and harmony and peace and love and all that good stuff. And so it is. But the more we concentrate on the thing that we don't want, the more we experience what we don't want. Now, can you imagine, just for just imagination purposes, if you will, that every single person on the face of the earth says to themselves, I am happy, says to themselves, I am rich, says to themselves, I live in my eternally perfect spirit, mind, and body. Can you imagine what would happen if every single person said that? Every single person would experience that, because not one person would be speaking the contrary. Not one person would be acknowledging the contrary. Not one person would be empowering the contrary to be. Now, that's not difficult, but it is demanding. It's demanding that we look differently upon our world than we are now. Presently, we're looking at our world as the illusions, the appearances, and with the illusions and appearances, we say that's reality. And yet, tomorrow, those illusions and appearances are all gone. I was on the internet looking under travel, and there was some inexpensive travel choices that were there. And underneath it said, be ready to have high-intensity searching because of the terrorists and because of the war that is currently going on in Iraq. Well, now, when did the war in Iraq get over? Who knows? It's that we're still there having a controlling situation, but the war is over. The war is over. There's no more war. Now, why didn't this internet program get the idea the war is over? Why didn't they change that? Somebody was not paying attention to their own copy, and they really shouldn't put in copy that they're not going to be careful with, because what is the war going to be, forever? 10 years from now, we're going to look at that information, we're going to say the war in Iraq, and we'll say, how silly, my goodness. But you see, people have this in their mind. They have this in their thought. And they put it there, and then they forget about it. They forget all, but it's still there. And it's still affecting other people. And it's reminding other people of problems that go on in the world. Now, are there some crazy people in the world? Yep. Do they create bombers and terrorists and things like that? Yep. Now, if we give attention to them, they will continue to spawn. If we can surround them with our pure white light of love and just love them to pieces, they will no longer need to get the attention by doing what they're doing. Now, why do rebels go and join ferocious causes which result in terrorism? Well, it's like the mercenary warrior who goes to war on any side as long as they pay him. Well, now, man, that's just out to fight. That's just out to be mean. And who wants that? Who needs that? Well, apparently the mercenary person needs that. Now, why is it some people like to make a fight? Some people like to have conflicts in their life. Well, that's their way of thinking about things. Now, if someone were to take them and hang them up by their fingernails, they wouldn't like that at all. They'd say, that hurts. Well, they don't realize that their being a mercenary hurts too. If a war was held and nobody came, there'd be no war. If confusion was there and nobody came to recognize the confusion, it would not be confusing. We have a wonderful opportunity to realize that not only does God dwell in us, in all humans, and this being the teaching of mankind, God is in us as us. And We have, we call it sometimes a conscience. That's that little voice inside of us that says, no, no, or yes, yes, or no, no. Now, why don't we listen to our conscience sometimes when it says, no, no? We just push it aside. We say, I want to. I'm going to do it because I want to. And so then we go and do something which is not to our benefit. And we did it because we wanted to. We're going to do our own thing. And it doesn't turn out very nice. And that's a very simple term for a very profound idea. Our conscience. Our conscience guides us in a lot of things. And if we would listen to our conscience more often, we would, well, if we listened to it all the time, we'd be listening to our God nature, and we would be living according to our highest and best. Now, that'd be kind of exciting, wouldn't it? It'd be kind of nice. But can you do that? And can I do that? Sure we can. Do we want to do that? No. What do you mean, no? Well, the evidence appears to be no. When will the evidence appear to be yes? When you, when I, when each of us look out the windows of our soul, and we see peace, and we see harmony, and we see there's nothing to change, there's nothing to improve, everything is in divine right order right now. And as we see that, so it is. But you see, it's demanding, not tough, but demanding. But do we really want to do it? Do we want that demand upon us? Well, apparently we do and we don't. But there's more that we don't than we do, because we do continue it and continue it and continue it, and how sad that is. So let's think about that. The belief that God's Spirit dwells in the human being pervades the sacred texts of all great faiths. And the greatest faith on the face of the earth is the faith you or I have in ourselves. Anything else doesn't matter at all. Because when we like ourselves and we believe in ourselves, we do things that support whatever it is we believe in. And it is good and very good. Think on these things. There's something to really tickle your heart about, and let them reveal to you just how wonderful you are. You're great. You can accomplish anything. And you are. And I love you very, very much. So it is.